This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iran's Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi was on Saturday officially announced as the winner of the country's presidential election, one which critics boycotted over economic woes and political curbs. Reuters' Megan Revelle has more.
Raisi, a 60-year-old Shiite cleric, was widely tipped to win, having been endorsed by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But dissidents at home and abroad say popular anger over economic hardships and curbs on freedoms kept many Iranians at home. Turnout was reported to be 48%, slightly higher than analysts had predicted, but lower than the 73.3% in 2017. Another deterrent for pro-reform voters was a lack of choice. That's after the Guardian Council, a hardline election body, barred heavyweight moderates and conservatives from standing. Raisi was placed under U.S. sanctions a few months after being appointed judiciary chief in 2019. That was for alleged human rights violations, including the executions of thousands of political prisoners in the 1980s.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from the previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. This is VOA News.